Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you guys are all having an incredible weekend. And of course, I love doing my show and I love talking to all of you. We have some amazing guests. And just to start the show off, I do want to introduce Carrie Tushoff. She's going to be on today. She's the founder and director of Hypno Babies, and she is one of our newest sponsors. So, of course, we're going to be hearing a little bit about her, and I am so excited to share what she does. Of course, I always start my shows with something uplifting, and today's is you've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction. And so I just love that. I mean, every single day, we can live our best life and we can manage our own minds. So with that, I am so glad that you are tuning in here. I hope that you have some great plans on your calendar for you this weekend. And again, I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here. I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, you can download our podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, leave us a little note in there. And of course, that's on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, you name it. So again, I'm excited to bring on our very first guest, Kevin Griffin. He is an award-winning songwriter, producer, performer, and his songs have been sold in excess of 80 million copies. Wow. And he's been streaming over 1 billion times. I mean, that's huge, 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 huge. Anyways, I am really excited to talk with him and find out a little bit more. He's also written numerous number one and had songs performed with Taylor Swift, Train, Sugarland, Dierks Bentley, and of course, Christina Perry. So many more. Let's just bring him on. And Kevin, welcome.
It's so good to be here. Speaking with the mom of Ventura County, that is a big, that's a lot on your shoulders.
Thank you. You know what? It's about having a voice in our community. And now it reaches everywhere. So, and having guests like you to kind of share it and spread it. And it's all about the brighter side of life. So I love it.
So talk to us about you.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm so excited to speak with you, Kim. I'll just be quiet and let you speak.
No, I want to speak with you. I just want to know what led you to write your business, The Greatest Song.
You know, about 6 years ago, they say that nothing good happens in a bar after 2 a.m., and usually they're correct, especially during Mardi Gras in New Orleans. But I had ridden in a Mardi Gras parade, and I got approached by a buddy we'd ridden in the same parade, and it's kind of tradition in New Orleans, after you ride in the Mardi Gras parade, you go to this place called F&M Patio Bar in Uptown New Orleans. It's a cool, funky place. And we were getting some late-night jambalaya. And he was down there with his YPO group, which is like this group of entrepreneurs and stuff. They were there with their families from Dallas. And they had hired Malcolm Gladwell, who we all know, Outliers and The Tipping Point, to speak to them. And he was like, and I was showing a lot of interest. And he was like, would you ever want to speak to our group? And My answer to everything is yes.
You're a yes person. Me too.
I live in the world of yes. And then I figure out how I'm going to do it. I can always say afterwards, you know what? I thought about it. This isn't a good move, you know. But I decided to do it. And a few months later, I had to figure out what I was going to talk about. And I realized that over this 30-year career that I've been, you know, really fortunate and grateful to have that I've had to learn how to do these different things in my life, starting off professionally. But then I realized that the things you do professionally that work also work in your personal life if you're doing it right. that are these like practices I do that have allowed me to, you know, be in this business, in the music business, that is really fickle. So I spoke about that, and it really resonated with people. And then I went from doing YPOs to speaking to a witch convention, and then Disney, then Nike, then Google, then in all these different companies. And so I was like, I need to put this into a book. And I love parables, business parables, like Who Moved My Cheese or Rich Dad Poor Dad or Tuesdays with Maury and stuff like that. And so I wrote a fictional story, a fictional narrative about a songwriter in modern day Music City, Nashville, who is at a crossroads in his life. And it's the greatest song. And it's been this great journey that I've had. I've loved promoting it, and I get to speak to people like you.
Yeah, and I mean, 3 decades, Kevin. That's huge. I mean, how do you continue to find the inspiration? Which I think is going to be so easy for you to do that, because you're like me. I could already feel it over the phone.
Yeah,
for life, right?
You know, when I'm looking, it wasn't without stumbling and falling on my face. But what I realized is that I came to this point in the early 2000s where I'd had 7 years of being in this band that was going all over the world at number ones. And then suddenly I was dropped. You know, we weren't selling as much. And I was like, do I go back to law school or do I continue music? And I was like, no, I love music, but. My father always told me, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I was like, I've got to do something different. I had to check my ego and say, okay, I'm talented, but I could be better. So what do I do? And I looked outside myself. So at my peers who were doing better than me and who were crushing it. And even then, people like Max Martin, who wrote Baby Hit Me One More Time for Britney Spears, and then just wrote the biggest song of the year with The Weeknd this year. So he's been crushing. And I realized, you know, that the first thing that kind of the bedrock of changing my life around was collaborating with people. And because, you know, I wrote all the early stuff myself, and I was like, it's all about me. I can do it. And that got me so far. It gets you so far, you know, in life, you know, whether it's working or doing things yourself, trying to handle everything yourself. And then most of us come to a crossroads where you got to say, I need help. I need to look outside myself. This isn't working. You know, and the irony is that when you say I need help, ultimately it's a show of strength, because you're just
really
admitting. You're just,
you know what? I'm
you know,
so, yeah, I'm
you're
so
admitting
glad
what
you
the world
that.
Is already telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
so, go ahead.
Collaboration. You just nailed it right there, because I think we are all better together. The people that want to do it all alone, I think they're going to be missing out. And so it's really just asking a question, what can I do that's going to be bigger for me? What am I going to do that can help me in a bigger way, correct?
Exactly. And it's about, look, whether it's, you know, in whether it's writing a song or sitting down with the team in the morning, you know, it's like realizing, hey, I've got these, I've surrounded myself with these talented people. Now I've got to let them do what I brought them there to do. I can't micromanage. The first thing is for me in life is checking my ego. I've got this friend that I write about in the book. His name's Shane Sawyer. And he's like the Sam Elliott of Nashville. He's always dressed in head to toe denim, and he's this really good looking guy, like probably 60 or 61. And he talks like Sam Elliott, and it's amazing. And he told me one time, he goes, Kevin, my ego is not my amigo. And I was like, oh my God, I'm stealing that. My ego is not my amigo. So when I'm collaborating, I just check my ego. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to listen to these people. And when I get in a group of people, and I check my ego and I just sit and I listen to the ideas, I'm always blown away. And if it's writing a song, when I'm listening to some, you know, I'll come prepared to a work environment. But a lot of times, if I sit back and listen, somebody else has this idea that if I have to ask myself, I'm like, wow, it's actually better than mine. And then I jump on that idea, and then we're off to the races. You know, so it's about listening. It's about just being a great, it's about being generous in work with ownership and credit, you know, about letting everybody have equal ownership in something. Because the long play in life, I found, is working with people over and over again. That's the long play.
The long-term what plays the biggest?
It is
absolutely, yeah. And having people have respect for you and know your heart. So I love that. I know you talk about some steps in your book, the method found in the book. Talk to us about that. What are those?
Well, the first one is collaboration. That's the first thing that our character Jake Stark encounters. You know, in the book starts off, Jake Stark is this in his 40s. He's had this great career as a songwriter, but we meet him when he is dropped from his longtime publisher, and the bills are mounting up, and he's approached by a friend who's never had success, but lately has just been crushing at songwriting. And he's part of this publishing house called The Row. And it's been started by this enigmatic 28-year-old billionaire named Sir Daniel Smith Daniels, and who brought his love of business overseas to pursue his real love, music. And through these five different writing sessions, Jake is introduced to these steps. And the first one is collaboration. The second one is something I call filling the well. It's about always, you know, when you start off in life, you're full of inspiration because everything has come at you for the first time. You know, your first love, the first music, your first heartbreak, all these things. And when you're creating as a younger person, you know, you're full of that inspiration. It's that well you draw upon. But as you get older and you go through life, it can't be a passive thing. You've got to seek out. It has to have intent. So I'll talk about filling the well, which is really just continuing education. I'll talk about the ways to do that, knowing the business of your business, embracing the success of your competitors. Another thing I talk about is something called changing your attitude. And it's not how your coach or your parents would have told you at some point in life, you better change your attitude. You know, it's really in the book, it's about this, our protagonist, Jake, he takes a flight up to Louisville to go pick up a guitar with this songwriter. And the songwriter has playing, and he shows them how attitude is your orientation to the earth, specifically, like when you're landing a plane, like what is your angle of approach to land an idea? And often in life or in business, the way you normally get things done isn't working, and you're banging your head against, why can I not get this to work? Well, you got to change your attitude. You got to change your angle of approach to get it done. And so I talk about, you know, different ways in music that I do it, and then also in business, different how to step outside your normal pattern of behavior. Another one is leaving your comfort zone, which we all talk about, but it's something that is a truth. You know, it's like a cliche. It's, you know, when you leave your comfort zone, you enter those growth zones. When I've been the most off balance in my life is when I come up with the best songs. And then the last thing, Kim, I know I'm going a long-winded, it's the most important thing and that I talk about, and it's daring to be stupid. And it's the idea that...
of not knowing everything, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's the idea that you'll never come up with anything truly groundbreaking unless you're prepared to fall on your face.
Wow. I love it. Who do you think your mentor is that you've learned all this from?
Wow, it's an ocean of people, you know. So many people have influenced my life, and I've been really fortunate to be surrounded at an early age. Maybe it's because in my career things didn't happen initially. My career has been based upon not quitting. You know, nothing ever came easy, and so, it's something I talk about in the book. That the people that have success, they're not the smartest, they're not the most talented, they're the people that just don't quit. And that has been that's a story of my life, my career over and over again. And because it took me a long time, I was able to have a good first manager who taught me great things, to have good friends and good mentors in my life. So to answer your question, it's just so many people. I've always been a good listener. I've always had a hard head too, Kim. But this is, I wanted to share this book. I was like, hey, this is what I've learned works. And what I figured out when I started looking at the people who were successful in music and what they do, I was like, wow, these things, collaboration, filling the well, changing your attitude, leaving your comfort zone, daring to be stupid, you know, removing the filter. It's the stuff that people, whether they're Elon Musk or Jack Welch, they all do. And there's these common threads. And then if you apply that stuff also to your personal life, you listen, you know, in your family dynamic, that's when life gets really sweet.
I love it. I love it. And so, first of all, kudos to you. You have an audio book. I love listening to audio. So if you could send me one, that would be amazing.
Oh my gosh.
While driving.
Yeah.
I would love to listen to your voice. First of all, you also have a great voice. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
And,
I do all these voices. I do a guy from Barbados. I do Sir Daniel Smith Daniels. He's from the UK. It's a fun listen.
I love it. And I bet you were probably one of those kids in school that always was like doing something fun. Was that you?
That was me, much to the disappointment of a teacher. I was that kid who wouldn't shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But look at who you are today. And that really just goes to show, you know, I've got 4 children and 4 grandchildren now. And,
oh my gosh.
And I always say that there's a lot of roads to success. So when my kids are like, you know, the teacher calls me or whatever, and I'd be like, it's okay. There, you know, it's like we are all creative in our own rights and our own will. And there's a place for all of us. So I love it that you found your place. And I love where you live, Franklin, Tennessee. Oh, my gosh.
It's a great place. And I love where you are. You know, one thing, let me get your thoughts real quick. You know, I love what you were just saying, that we all have our own path. One thing, I have 3 sons. I have a 24-year-old son, 14-year-old twin boys, 3 boys.
Oh,
and I'm constantly having to pull back on with my oldest, because my natural instinct is want to impress upon him my idea for success and a path, you know. Mm. And it's constantly saying, nope, he's got to have this. He's got to go his own path. And what you think is successful and the right way is not the right way. You know,
yeah.
And
I have to say,
hard.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you know what? We have to keep them as safe as we can in this crazy world that we have. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There was a client of mine. He passed away, and years ago, he said, "You need to cut your purse string, or your string with your daughter, and let her start to be her own person."
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? She started coming to me and asking me for advice. Before that, I gave her advice and she pushed away. So that's my recommendation for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so right. Like,
yeah,
when you let them do their thing and you give them that support, that's when they actually call and return the text.
Exactly, because they want to be their own person. We all want to be our own person. I love it. You know what, Kevin, this has been really, really fun. I would love
Yay.
To talk to you more, and I would love your books. And how do our listeners find your books?
They can go to Amazon, to Barnes & Noble, anywhere you like to get books. It's The Greatest Song, Spark Creativity, Ignite Your Career, and Transform Your Life.
I love it. Kevin, share our show with everybody. Download my podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good.
HypnoBabies is a best-selling hypnobirthing course with complete evidence-based childbirth education and includes medical-grade somnambulistic hypnosis. They incorporate binaural beats in their hypnosis tracks background music for hemispheric synchronization and deeper, more instant induction into hypnosis. Hypnobirthing students also enjoy eyes-open childbirth hypnosis during labor, remaining deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable even while walking, talking, and changing positions, being as mobile as they would like. HypnoBabies is well known for helping people create much shorter, easier and more comfortable labors, making childbirth the joyful experience it was meant to be. Visit hypnobabies.com. That's hypnobabies.com, so you can have a joyful experience.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I am so excited to, again, introduce Carrie Tishoff. She is the founder and director of HypnoBabies, Childbirth Hypnosis. And, of course, Carrie is nationally renowned for being a speaker, a writer on a wide range of pregnancies. And, of course, it's all about making your pregnancy more joyful. And who doesn't want that? That's like the one of the biggest things you'll remember in your entire life. And I am so excited to introduce Carrie. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And I'm very happy to be here. I just love telling people about hypnosis and hypnosis for childbirth and everything else.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, I mean, this is so interesting. Having four children and now my children having four, you know, we didn't really know about this. And I really want to get this out there for all of our listeners out there. And, of course, being the founder and director of HypnoBabies, tell us a little bit about who you are and, of course, what it is. What is therapeutic hypnosis for a more joyful life?
Well, I am the founder and director of HypnoBabies, Hypnobirthing Childbirth Education Program, and we don't hypnotize babies.
Yeah, that's good. No, I love that. That's funny. Yeah.
We do teach women all over the world self-hypnosis, and in particular hypnoanesthesia, so that they can have an easier pregnancy and birthing and postpartum. And hypnosis itself is not what people usually think of it as. Usually when you say the word hypnosis, people conjure up in their mind a stage hypnosis show, or a TV show, or maybe a presentation someplace that they've seen where a hypnotist picks somebody from the audience and does some sort of voodoo to them so that they have to quack like a duck or sing like Elvis, and they seemingly have no control over themselves. But
right.
That is just entertainment. It's just a lot of fun and has nothing to do with real hypnosis. So first of all, hypnosis itself is a very focused form of concentration. And
okay.
We're all in states of hypnosis many times a day. They're lighter states of hypnosis than we use in HypnoBabies, but they are states of hypnosis, usually an alpha state, where when we're going to sleep or we're waking up, we're in a state of hypnosis. Whenever we're reading anything, whether it's a book or a tablet or the newspaper, by virtue of our eyes floating back and forth across the page, we enter a state of hypnosis. Anytime
interesting.
We're,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really is interesting.
And anytime that we are watching a screen of any kind, and, of course, we have a lot of screens.
Right.
We got phone screens going up and down as we scroll and things that are on them. We have tablets, we have laptops, we have TVs, and we have movie screens. And whenever you're watching those, things are moving, your mind becomes very, very focused on whatever it is that you're watching, and you enter a state of hypnosis. And anyone who's ever tried to interrupt a gamer...
Right. That is so true. I thought it was selective hearing, you know, since I have a couple boys. I'd be like, you know, talking to them or your husband watching a game, right? They
yes.
probably hypnotized, right?
Yes, they are very, very focused, and everything is focused. Their hearing, their vision, their concentration, everything is focused on whatever that is. And so it takes a little while to get to them and, you know, pop them out of hypnosis. And we all know also, we've all had that experience where we're driving along and we're thinking about whatever's going to happen when we get to our destination. And all of a sudden we're at a traffic light or somewhere and we go, wait a minute.
What happened to
that last 5 minutes?
Isn't that the truth? And you know what? It's like this whole thing that you're telling me is like managing your mind. And then you teach them how to hypnotize and do self-hypnotize, right? That's
yes.
basically, yes, I love that.
So real therapeutic hypnosis can help with just about anything. So in our case, it helps with childbirth, pregnancy, childbirth, postpartum, to help with confidence and eliminating fear and eliminating pain. But we can use hypnosis for many, many things. It could be fears and phobias or releasing weight or stress and anxiety and just about any physical ailment that you can think of, because we have different levels of our mind. So the conscious mind is the one that we are, you know, listening to this right now and, you know, deciding what we think about it. And then down deep in our minds, we have what's called a subconscious mind. And that is basically a vault of everything that we've seen or heard or experienced or read.
Wow.
And it carries all of our memories, all of our belief systems, and some things get through from the conscious mind to the subconscious mind and back and forth. So in the middle of them is what's called the critical faculty, and it's kind of the filter. So it filters out some of the things that to see what it wants to put into the subconscious mind and for you know, safety, for keeping in the vault. And so we make it take a nap so that we can get directly from the conscious mind to the subconscious mind. And the way we do that is with hypnosis. And it starts by relaxing the entire body. That means that the person who is, you know, in session with a hypnotherapist or listening to an audio track,
right,
they have to be in a fully supported, relaxed position with their eyes closed and no distractions. And then we relax the body, and as soon as the body is relaxed, we can relax the mind. And that means counting backwards or maybe imagining going downstairs one at a time, going deeper and deeper with each one. And it's very soothing, and it's very
You do have a really soothing voice, and I just want to make sure that anybody that's driving right now, do not close your eyes, right?
Do not.
And, you know, I wanted to ask you, what is meant by all hypnosis is self-hypnosis? What does that exactly mean?
Okay. Well, that means that you are always in charge. Some people think that a hypnotherapist has some sort of power over you, but that
right.
is never the case.
Okay.
You are always in control, so you can decide to enter hypnosis if you want. You can choose to stay in hypnosis if you want. You can choose to accept the hypnotic suggestions that are within that session, if you want or not. You can decide that they're not for you right in the moment, and you can decide to emerge from hypnosis whenever you want, if it's in the middle of a session or at the end. If they count you up and say, okay, we're done, and you don't feel like it, you can stay right there in hypnosis. So you are always in control, no matter how you know, do your hypnosis, whether it's a hypnotherapist
I love that.
Or whatever.
That really gives takes away a lot of stress right there. And my next question is, can everyone be hypnotized?
Well, everyone can be hypnotized because we are all hypnotized. You need to be over the age of 2, however, because you need to be able to concentrate. You need to be able to focus on whatever it is that you're hearing. People who have mental illnesses have issues with that, so that might not be somebody who can be hypnotized readily, and oftentimes hypnotherapists will not work with people who have certain forms of mental illness because it could cause an episode. And so people who are on drugs and alcohol really can't focus and concentrate and go into a state of hypnosis. But everyone else can. The question is, will they?
Right.
Usually it's a little bit of fear in there holding them back to be able to just relax deeply physically and then just let go mentally because they are unaware of the fact that nobody has control over them at all.
Yeah, so. You just made me relax just even thinking about that because, you know, there is that, like, a little bit of anxiety with that. Let me ask you, when you're hypnotized, are you asleep or unconscious?
Wow, what a great question.
Thank you.
You are not asleep or unconscious.
Okay.
It's interesting to note the levels, like an alpha level of hypnosis, the brain waves slow down a little bit. And that is when we're focusing on anyone saying like a gamer does. But when you're in a state of hypnosis where we can make change, you're in a theta state. And so your brain waves slow down a lot. So they'll slow down to a theta state and you can reach what's called somnambulism. But that is still not sleep and it is not unconscious. A state of sleep is where your brain waves are in delta. and that is completely different. So in theta, you're very, very deeply relaxed in mind and body, and that is where, in the subconscious, we can go in and give it hypnotic suggestions, which are directives or messages for whatever our goal is, whether it's stopping smoking or eliminating a phobia or, you know, eliminating pain in childbirth or eliminating fear of anything. And then we have to keep repeating those, or what we call compounding those messages every single day, because the subconscious mind is full. It's basically full of your old belief system. So what we're doing is we're not taking anything out, but we are giving it new software. We're going to, you know, retrain it and retrain it and compound those messages by listening every single day to whatever it is. It could be a hypnosis session that your hypnotherapist has given you to listen to every day at home, or it could be a hypnosis track like the ones that we sell at Hypno Babies for eliminating stress or whatever it is. And listen every single day, and then, you know, it kicks in.
That's just crazy. It's almost like, I guess, kind of retraining your brain, right?
It is retraining your brain in many ways, actually, because,
oh my God,
don't get me started. But
I know, that's a whole other one. But what I really want to get in, so, okay, I want to talk about how is hypnosis used in pregnancy and childbirth, because, oh my gosh, I had 4 C-sections, okay? If I would have just been hypnotized to not, I guess I was in a sense, because I had to do like mind over matter, but you were there to be able to help me through that, because you could really like walk your body through this, correct?
Well, it's interesting. During the last 2 months of pregnancy, our students, who are doing hypnosis for childbirth and pregnancy, they listen to specific tracks. They read our materials as well, because HypnoBabies is a childbirth course also. And it basically retrains their mind so that when, you know, with what's called post-hypnotic suggestions or anchor. And then after a certain amount of time, after practicing that, listening to it, those suggestions for months, it's in there. It's in the subconscious. And when they get into their birthing, they use those cues. They can either say them in their minds or say them out loud or hear them from their birth partner, whatever it is, or listen to a birthing hypnosis track. And those cues are automatically activated, which means then that hypnoanesthesia is produced in their body. They can move it around to wherever they would like it to go. And that could be, you know, their abdomen, their cervix, their back, or down their thighs if the contractions radiate pain down there. And they can control it in the moment and do whatever they want. And they can help themselves stay calm and confident, too, in between those birthing waves, which is what we call contractions. So they do the work ahead of time, and then during the birthing, they use those anchors, and those cues are activated and the hypnosis kicks in and they're able to have a much, much easier birthing. And it can be used for calm and relaxation and eliminating fear in pregnancy and for postpartum pain and breastfeeding.
Wow, so it really helps in
nausea.
So many ways.
Carrie,
and I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Carrie Tishoff. She's the founder and director of Hypno Babies. It's childbirth hypnosis, and it's just really, it's nationally renowned. This is huge. How do my listeners find out more about you, and where do they get their kits, and how does that work?
Well, we have a wonderful website at hypnobabies.com that, you know, will teach you all about what we do. And you can find, if you would like to attend a HypnoBabies group class live with an instructor, go under the classes section and find a class and put in your zip code and see if there's an instructor near you. We have hundreds of them. Mm-hmm. And we have a store at hypnobabies-store.com where our self-study courses are located. We have 3 of them. One is a hard copy course, so you get all the materials to look through and highlight. And the other two are online courses that are being used all over the world. So you can find those there, as well as a lot of individual tracks for all kinds of things, like fear of childbirth and eliminating insomnia and so forth.
Oh, my gosh, so many things. I love it. Again, for our listeners, make sure you get our newsletter that goes out every single Friday. If you haven't signed up or you're just new listening, all you have to do is text us your email and we will get it out to you. And that number is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Carrie, I am so excited to share you and to share your product and share your knowledge. And please download our podcast, share our show with everyone, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Will do. Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Tom and Donna Cole, and we're going to find out a little bit more about them.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hypno Babies is a best-selling hypnobirthing course with complete evidence-based childbirth education and includes medical-grade somnambulistic hypnosis. They incorporate binaural beats in their hypnosis tracks background music for hemispheric synchronization and deeper, more instant induction into hypnosis. Hypnobirthing students also enjoy eyes-open childbirth hypnosis during labor, remaining deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable even while walking, talking, and changing positions, being as mobile as they would like. Hypno Babies is well known for helping people create much shorter, easier, and more comfortable labors, making childbirth the joyful experience it was meant to be. Visit hypnobabies.com. That's hypnobabies.com, so you can have a joyful experience.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Donna Cole. Her book, actually her book for her and her husband, is Pure Heart and Restoration, the Heart Through Life, right? Beauties. Donna, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, why you wrote your book and of course, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I came from a very abusive background, and that book came from the school of hard knocks of trying to learn how does one person's heart get healed and how do you live whole. So I had a pretty bad childhood with my mother married my father, and my first their first child was a girl, and they were fine with that. But the second one, which was me, they really wanted a boy. So children pick up on things, and I believed I really picked up on that I was not what they wanted. And a child will absolutely try to be what their parents wanted. And so I believe at a very early age, I rejected my femininity and so forth. And I just became like a more of like a firstborn son than ever a secondborn daughter. And then my father was abusive to my mom and to us, so he was not a good example. And so when I was at age 8, my mom divorced my father. And then she kind of decided to live a life she never got to live and went crazy partying, so forth. And then she married a man very quickly after. And if my father was abusive, that man was 10 times more abusive than my father ever was. And he, because when we're not healed, when our hearts are broken, we go through cycles of hurt and pain, right? And we choose people that we think we're only worth. But when we can have a restored heart and we see ourselves the way we are, which is worth something, we can go away from those bad paths that many of us travel on. And so that man murdered two people. As a matter of fact, he was at
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then came my next stepfather who molested me and my sisters. So I say all that is because a child's supposed to be welcome into life. They're supposed to, their parents are supposed to pour into them. But what do we do when we come from a background where those things didn't happen? Many people, of course, don't have my kind of story, but they could have similar hurts and pains where their parents didn't know how to meet their needs, or maybe they were divorced, or, you know, just many stories. You don't have to have my husband's story is not as bad as mine. But he just says he comes from a normal, dysfunctional, all-American family. So his father was, he's not here right now, or I'd have him speak, but he, his father was an alcoholic, but he was a very functional alcoholic. But he just really didn't give to the kids, right? He always worked. He just would come home, sit in his chair, drink his beer after he got home from work, and go to work the next day. He was a good provider, but his father didn't meet his needs. And because of both those things, I believe we both went down a path of homosexuality. We both came from homosexuality. We both thought we were born that way. But later in life, we realized this is not fulfilling us. For me, I lived that life for 4 years. My husband, 8. We did not know each other then. And what we thought would fulfill, I thought another woman's arms. Of course, as you see my abuse, you could see I had walls around my heart. But in my case, I thought I can't receive from a man. I thought I was born gay. My husband also thought he was born gay. And then we start to realize there was no fulfillment in our lives. And we started to ask questions like, what is life all about? There must be, at least for me, I started saying there must be something more to life than this. And it wasn't just my non-fulfillment in my relationships. It also, I made lots of money. I had lots of friends, but I felt so empty inside.
Empty inside.
Well, there must be more life than just.
Wow, this is a huge, huge conversation because especially where we are at our time in our life right now with our children in the schools and, you know, kids not knowing or, you know, feeling like you did, I guess, right? That you shouldn't have been a girl, you should have been a boy, right? I mean, there's
Absolutely.
So much confusion. And, you know, I know that some of parents are having a hard time, schools are having a hard time with that. What would you've gone kind of full circle now, and what would you tell somebody that thinks they shouldn't be a girl or thinks they shouldn't be a boy? Is that something like life will happen and don't make any changes right away until, I mean, what would happen if you would have chose to do something different? And I guess I'm leading into our transgenders, you know, that are making these huge decisions. What's your thought on that?
So in our adolescence, we have a lot of confusion. In our adolescence, most of us don't, like as a woman, many of us don't like our bodies. We compare ourselves, mm-hmm. or little boys compare themselves. And I am so thankful that I didn't live in this day and age, because I believe they would have put me on hormones. And I believe I probably would have had an operation that could never be reversed. And now
right.
we know through these hormones that, you know, young girls are getting osteoporosis. At
right.
14, they shouldn't have osteoporosis. Like, they know there's bad side effects, as well as many of them might not ever be able to have children when you put these hormone blockers, and it does a lot of damage to your sexual organs. And so I would fight tooth and nail a school. I would move. I would do whatever I could to rescue my child from making a very bad decision in their adolescence. Now, if they want to make it at even 24, I would say 24, 25, once their brains have matured,
right.
well, then they are free will. And of course, even at 18, I couldn't do anything, but I would do everything, especially knowing my background, to try to keep a child. And there is so much regret out there. I'm so happy on Instagram and all that. You can find so many that have regretted having operations, going on hormones, the things that it's done to their voices.
Oh my gosh. I know so many parents, you know, and of course we want to love our children no matter what and who they
Absolutely.
Are. But How, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I know for myself how many changes I've gone through in my lifetime to make a decision that God chose me to be. I don't think God makes mistakes.
No,
so,
I don't think so either.
You know, and so I don't know. It's a huge, huge statement out there. And I know we don't really talk about that a lot on my show, but I had to bring it up. It was my heart talking, and that's what I do on my radio show. So do you work with these kids that feel?
Oh, yes. We go and speak. And then if you go to pureheart.res, I just
uh-huh.
make that clear because it's very unusual, .res. We
yeah.
have videos, 8 videos that deal with heart issues of where we've been hurt, mother wounds, father wounds, true femininity, true masculinity, forgiveness, things that keep us stunted spiritually and just emotionally that we need to get healed from. And yes, we go all around. We speak mostly to 18 to 25-year-olds, and we hear so many stories. And in my day and age, I just turned 60. So in my day and age, I didn't have it all over the television set. My teachers weren't telling me that, you know, you could be a boy in a girl's body and so forth. So I didn't have that extra pressure. Mine just came from
extra. Exactly. You just said it right. It's extra pressure. And they're basically confirming your thoughts. And I don't think that, you know, I mean, they're not educated to have those, you know what I mean, to confirm them, correct?
Absolutely. And we, again, look through history. Women were young girls bulimic for a season, cutters for a season. Now this seems like the next level of when I feel bad about myself, it must be that I'm in a wrong body and I'm rejecting myself. No, these poor kids need someone to tell them who they are, hold mm-hmm. out for them. And really, it shouldn't be in the school system. So I'm a very loving person, But when it comes to the school systems, I would, I just went to my first school board meeting. I have no kids in school, but I'm like, I need to go and tell my story. And because I'm worried what's happening. And then if this school, and I live in South Carolina, they were talking about the books, and these people were reading from books that are in our public libraries that you wouldn't be, with bestiality, prostitution, underage prostitution, like just, and they would read, the guy said, I'm going to pick the least graphic part. I won't even say it on the radio, right? But you were shocked at what you're hearing.
This is in
our South Carolina schools. So along with everything else, we're adding to that. So we all must become active. I didn't want to go to that board meeting. Like, I'd rather just sit home. But I'm like, I must do something.
Donna,
and so
Donna.
I'm so happy I went.
I first of all, I have so much more to talk about. And I know we're at the end of my show, but I'd love to see if we can get you back on and talk again. But I thank you so much for, you know, sharing your story here. And please download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And I thank you so much for your experience, because life is about an experience. It's about a journey. And if you get to that top of the line and look back to help the next people in line, and I really, really believe that.
Yes, I so thank you for having me, and I would love to come on again, and my husband.
Yeah, we'll get him on too.
With definite stories that are very countercultural, and there's plenty of us out there.
There you go. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show. Thank you, Donna. And thank you for all of my listeners that have tuned in here. And of course, if you missed any part of it, please download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Your talent determines on what you can do. Your motivation determines how much you're willing to do, and your attitude determines how well you do it. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.